Then the Jews led Jesus from Caiaphas to the palace of the Roman governor. By now it was early morning. The Jews did not want to be made unclean. They wanted to be able to eat the Passover meal. So they did not enter the palace. Pilate came out to them. He asked,
"What charges are you bringing against this man?"
They replied,
"He has committed crimes. If he hadn't, we would not have handed him over to you."
Pilate said,
"Take him yourselves. Judge him by your own law."
"But we don't have the right to put anyone to death,"
the Jews complained. This happened so that the words Jesus had spoken about how he was going to die would come true. Then Pilate went back inside the palace. He ordered Jesus to be brought to him. Pilate asked him,
"Are you the king of the Jews?"
Jesus asked,
"Is that your own idea, or did others talk to you about me?"
Pilate replied,
"Am I a Jew? It was your people and your chief priests who handed you over to me. What have you done?"
Jesus said,
"My kingdom is not part of this world. If it were, those who serve me would fight. They would try to keep the Jews from arresting me. My kingdom is from another place."
"So, you are a king then?"
Jesus answered,
"You are right to say I am a king. In fact, that's the reason I was born. I came into the world to give witness to the truth. Everyone who is on the side of truth listens to me."
"What is truth?"
Pilate asked. Pilate called together the chief priests, the rulers, and the people. He said to them,
"You brought me this man. You said he was turning the people against the authorities. I have questioned him in front of you. I have found no basis for your charges against him. Herod hasn't either. So he sent Jesus back to us. As you can see, Jesus has done nothing that is worthy of death. So I will just have him whipped and let him go.